Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 29, Bhakti Yoga, text number 40. Vasudeva Mahayogin, Tapanam Anushadimam, Tathat Charanam Bhote, Tatisya Anapayini. Namo Namaha Astu. Let me offer my obeisances. Te unto you, Mahayogin, O greatest of mystics, Prapanam, who am surrendered, Anushadi, please instruct. Mam, me, yata, how, twat, your, charna amboje, at the lotus feet, rati, transcendental attraction, syat, maybe, anapayini, undeviating. Translation. Obeisances unto you, O greatest of yogis. Please instruct me, for I am surrendered unto you, how I may have undeviating attachment to your lotus feet. Please repeat. Obeisances unto you, O greatest of yogis. Please instruct me, who am surrendered unto you. How I can have undeviating attachment to your lotus feet. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Hinamane Namaste Sarasvatim Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Pasityadhyade Sitarane. The Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashena sevaya upadeshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvidarshanaha. Try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. And the formula for success in spiritual life is outlined that submission, service, and inquiry. And here, Uddhava is proclaiming that he is a surrendered soul. Surrendered soul, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asks Arjuna, Kachire tachutam parata, vayaka grena chetasaha, kachit agana samoha, pranatas te dhananjaya. Have you been listening? Because Krishna was wondering. He gave a whole 2-hour class, and he was wondering if Arjuna was still awake at the end of the class. So he actually been listening with perfect attention. And is your delusion now dispelled? Kachit etat sutam parata tvayaika grana chet kachit agana. Agana is your ignorance. Agana samoha, and your complete illusion, is it now dispelled? So Krishna was not about to tell Arjuna to go out and kill his relatives again if Arjuna said why. If he didn't hear the Bhagavad Gita after 2 hours, then Krishna was prepared to go over whatever Arjuna didn't understand again. Because if he told Arjuna, all right, now we're all ready to set to go, right, to kill your relatives, Arjuna says, what? Kill my relatives? I'm getting out of here as quickly as possible. So Krishna asks Arjuna, do we have to repeat the message? Have you listened to it with perfect attention? Because if Arjuna didn't hear it with perfect attention, he wouldn't have understood what Krishna was actually saying. After all, in the material world, we're in anxiety. And being in anxiety, we hope that somehow or another we can get out of our problems. And therefore, we're hoping that we can do something in the future to solve our present anxiety. And our present anxiety, maybe anxiety about the future, but generally it's with lamentation about what happened to us in the past. So instead of just state of mind, when our mind's going forth between hankering and lamentation, it's very difficult to hear anything in the present. The present doesn't seem so meaningful to us as our hope that in the future we'd have a better situation than we have at present. Lamentation means we're unhappy. And generally unhappy means we're unhappy with the fact that I try so hard and sincerely to become God. Maybe not the Supreme God. We just want to be a little God. Maybe we want to be a nice God. After all, God is a nice person also. So we try to control the material nature to benefit so many people, including ourselves. But it didn't work out the way we wanted. People didn't understand. Just like Two Gun Pete, famous mobster in Chicago. He was famous because whenever he killed his victims, he killed them with two guns. So one day he was in Lover's Lane with his girlfriend, having Rasa or some kind of Leela with her. And one unfortunate policeman shone his flashlight into the car and committed a great apparat. So Two Gun Pete, in order to purify the policeman, shot him with his gun. But just to protect his reputation, he got out of the car and took the policeman's gun and shot him so he could be, his reputation of Two Gun Pete would not be tarnished. Obviously, the other policeman did not understand the inner mood of Two Gun Pete. And therefore, there was a big chase. Finally, they cornered Two Gun Pete in a house, and there was a shootout, and Two Gun Pete realized that this was the end of his Leela as Two Gun Pete. So he wrote a letter to his mother, "Dear mother, I'm actually a nice person. People just misunderstand me. Please take care of the cat, your son, Petey, Two Gun Petey." So people are more or less in bewilderment exactly what their mood actually is supposed to be. Everyone thinks they're a nice person. Everyone thinks they're doing the best thing they could possibly do to help others. But obviously not everyone agrees with them. And not everything that people do are beneficial for themselves and for others. Because in our attempt to become God, there's always obstacles. And when we try to remove those obstacles, sometimes we hurt other living entities, and in hurting other living entities, we create disturbance. And that disturbance ultimately is not considered to be very beneficial. Therefore, Krishna is telling Arjuna, are you worried about the past, or are you hankering about the future? You have some plan to rectify the universe and make your life successful here in the material world? Or are you going to follow my instructions? Is your illusion destroyed now? And do understand that all you do is have to follow my instructions, and that would be the best thing you could possibly do. Your own plans for the future or your lamenting about the past will not help you, and it won't help anyone else. But if you follow my instructions, you'll be able to do good for yourself and do good for others. So due to ignorance, you don't understand that. And because of that ignorance, you're an illusion. And therefore, you're continuously hankering, lamenting in the material world. And you'll do so, you've been doing so since time immemorial, And you can continue on from time immemorial, from now until time immemorial, and you'll still get the same result, one body after another. So Arjuna, he answered, Nashta Moha, my illusion has actually been dispelled. Nashta Moha Smritir Lagva. And now I can actually remember things as they really are. Nashta Moha Smritir Lagva Tat Prasada. And it's happening by your mercy. So what is Krishna's mercy? Did Krishna wave his hands a few times in the air? Arjuna asked for benedictions and Krishna just waved his hands and Arjuna says, oh, such mercy, I can't believe. No, Krishna's mercy is that he spent the time to tell Arjuna what his problems were and how to solve them. That was his mercy. And Tat Prasada Maya Chuta Stito Smi Gata Sandeha. Now I'm fixed. I've understood everything clearly, and therefore I'm fixed. Pranatas Te Dhananjaya. And I'm going to engage my energy in following your instructions. And how do we know that Arjuna was sincere about what he was telling Krishna? Not that he said, my dear Krishna, my illusions dispelled, my memories regained. I have understood everything more clearly now. I'm going to follow your instruction. We understand that because he fought in the battle of Kurukshetra on behalf of Krishna. Krishna, he followed Krishna's instructions. We don't need some kind of mystical process to read Arjuna's mind. Was he really sincere? Did he really understand Krishna's instructions? We understand because he followed Krishna's instructions. So here Arjuna, Uddhava is saying, now I'm surrendered, I've understood that I'm actually your servant, now tell me how I can not only be your servant, but I can actually become more and more attached to being your servant. Just like Prahlad Maharaj said, I don't want any benediction, but I simply want my devotional service to become more strong and more steady. This is all Krishna asks of us. Tesham sadatam yuktanam Vajantam Priti Purvagam Dadami Buddhiyogam Tam Yena Mamupyanti Te. By hearing from the devotees, then the result is they explain to us scientifically how to make our service to Krishna more strong and more steady, more enlivening, more enthusiastic, more fixed. And when we try to do that, when we pray to Krishna to do that, then Dadami Buddha Yogam Tam. He gives us the intelligence how to do it. It's not that we can do it ourselves, that I'm so sincere, I'm so... therefore, certainly I'm going to get fixed up in devotional service. And if we have problems in the past, what were our problems? Our problem was that we were not sincere enough, maybe, but our real problem is we didn't take shelter of Krishna enough. We thought, yes, I'm going to be really sincere, I'm going to do it this time. But if we don't do it with, we don't realize we can't do it ourselves, we have to do it with Krishna. That ourselves, we're very, very tiny, material nature is much greater than we are. Unless we surrender to Krishna, unless we rely upon Krishna, Chaitasa Sarva Karmani, Maya Sanyasa Mantaraha, and all activities, Krishna says, depend upon me. Work under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. So that's Krishna's, what he wants us to do. What that means, not that now I'm going to sit in some corner and think of Krishna's form, and as soon as I get up, I guess I'm going to sit down again. No, to develop a vision, and that vision is not so complicated in one sense. It's not that we have to become a great scholar, remember 3,000 verses, and then we can have transcendental vision. No, Krishna says the vision means to understand, first of all, that everything here belongs to him. That's a very profound statement, that everything belongs to Krishna. Because everyone's going everywhere, especially in modern society, they have so many stores. more or less, modern society is based upon the hope that everyone here can become their own little god. And how do they become their own little god? They go shopping to decorate their Chintamani palace. And in the store, there are so many things offered to give everyone the opportunity to become their own little god. You can dress like Radharani, you can dress like Krishna, whatever the newest style is for Radha and Krishna this year. You can eat like them, you can have your abode like them, you can have your pastimes like them. We have all the paraphernalia at your disposal. Please come and buy and become and enjoy like Radha and Krishna, and then your life will become perfect. So to accept that everything is actually God's, it's not exactly how most of us were trained. First of all, we weren't trained very much about God or Krishna, that there is a God. It would not be very conducive for the purpose of modern society. Most of modern society is all geared up economically for anartha, considered anartha, simply to create a society where everyone's imagining themselves to be the enjoyer and controller, to some degree at least. And with a hope that somehow or another they can expand more and more that idea. And if you can't do it personally, we have the solution. We help you identify yourself with things so that you imagine that when your football team wins, that you won. When your hero gets the Olympic medal, that actually it's as good as you getting the Olympic medal because you're his devotee. You're better than the hero because you're the devotee of the hero. So modern society has more or less created this idea, you don't have to become God immediately. You can just worship God and vicariously imagine yourself to be that person. Since the material world is an illusion anyhow, if you're not satisfied with your present material illusion, then we can create so many illusions for you, and maybe you'll be happier without illusion. Your football team, your actress or actor, your film star. You can imagine yourself in so many ways to become God. If you can't enjoy your present reality, you're not going to enjoy it. It will give you so much imagination. In other words, since the whole material universe is all based upon imagination anyhow, so we give you a little extra imagination, so much the better for you. And if we're good enough, then you won't be able to tell the difference between, quote, reality and imagination. They'll all be one to you. And if that doesn't work, we have intoxication or so many other things to help you. So you can get lost in a wonderful world where you finally are God. In other words, we have to either surrender to illusion or surrender to Krishna. If we surrender to Krishna by hearing his instructions, then we have to give up our illusion. That our imagination, which is carrying us here, our imagination is carrying us there, we have to give it up. And how do we, what's the proof we've given up? We're actually seeing ourselves engaged in Krishna's service. So we should watch this body, and we should watch our mind, we should watch our conception of life, and make sure that they're engaged in Krishna's service. We shouldn't be surprised if the illusory energy says, my dear spirit soul, you work so hard to serve Krishna, you need some relaxation. Take a break in Maya for a little while. Like we hear the alarm clock go off, and Maya says, don't worry, I'll wake you up. Just take a few minutes extra rest. And then finally we wake up, it's 2 hours later, and we say, Maya, you told me, you wake me up. Oh, I fell asleep myself. I'm so sorry. Or you were sleeping so peacefully, I didn't want to disturb you. So if we trust our minds, if we trust our imaginations, and we think this time when I go down the, follow my imagination to some place where I'm actually the enjoyer and the controller, and everyone loves me, and everyone surrendered to me, and I'm actually the supreme, this time will be nice. I'll come back to Krishna consciousness after some time. But don't worry. Now here, Uddhava is saying, I'm actually surrendered. Now tell me what to do. So what does Krishna say? Oh, don't relax. Don't worry about it. Take a few years vacation. I'll come back. Now here, Krishna is going to give him some instructions. And then we have to be prepared for such instructions. If we're actually going to say, I'm surrendered soul to you, Krishna, then we have to be prepared to actually follow those instructions. Or else why make that false statement just for show? So let's hear some of these things that Krishna tells our Uddhava. And see if we could follow such activities. So this is text 41 to 44. The Supreme Personality of God has said, my dear Uddhava, take my order and go to my ashram called Vatarika. Purify yourself by both touching and also bathing the holy waters there, which have emanated from my lotus feet. Rid yourself of all such reactions to the sight of the sacred Alakananda River. So this sounds pretty good. Go take a few baths and take a look at a river. A little bit more of it. Dress yourself in bark. Well, that's... that may be a little too much. Well, my friends think. And eat whatever is naturally available in the forest. Thus you will remain content and free from desire. Tolerant of all dualities. Good-natured and self-controlled, peaceful and endowed with transcendental knowledge and realization. With fixed attention, meditate constantly upon these instructions I have imparted to you and assimilate their essence. Fix your words and thoughts upon me and always endeavor to increase your realization of my transcendental qualities. In this way, you will cross beyond the destinations of the three modes of nature and finally come back to me. Sounds like good instruction. Doesn't sound like it would be very easy for us to follow. To right now go into a forest, put on bark. First of all, I don't think most of us know how to make bark dress. We may make a bark dress or a bark dhoti, but it'd probably fall off. It would be a little difficult. And then eat whatever is naturally available in the forest, we get quite thin. We probably go crazy looking for something to eat in the forest. And then remain good-natured, tolerant of all the dualities. As soon as it starts to rain, we'd wonder, what am I doing here? It got a little cold, we'd think, oh my God. What did I get myself into? Good natured, someone came along and said, why are you, we might become a little disturbed, whatever. Then, with fixed attention, meditate constantly. In other words, be in such a state where we can actually meditate constantly on Krishna's instructions requires a great deal of advancement. Luckily, in this age, we're not required to do all these things immediately. What we are required to do is to learn how to hear so that gradually we can come to a surrendered position. So that gradually we'll understand that we're actually Krishna's servant and we'll be prepared to follow what Krishna wants us to do. And that takes some practice. Therefore, when Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Prajaja, Mame Kam Sharanam Braja, Aham Pang Sarapa Pebyo, Mokshisyani Masu Jaha. He doesn't begin Bhagavad Gita with that, saying, Arjuna, you're in Maya, you know, get out of Maya, follow my instructions. If that was true, Bhagavad Gita would be very easy to distribute. It would be one verse or two verses. We can go everywhere, hand it out for free, little piece of paper, surrender to Krishna. No, Krishna has to speak the whole Bhagavad Gita before Arjuna was actually in the mood of surrender. Where he could actually, Manmana Bhava Madbhato, Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, Mamagaishasi Satyam Te Prati Dani Priyosimi. Always think of me, Krishna says. That in itself is not very easy. To actually develop a transcendental vision to see how everyone, everything is related to Krishna. He doesn't mean just try to sit there and meditate on me. It means Krishna wants us to see everyone and everything in relation to him. Manmana bhava madbhato. That bhava, that mood of being my devotee. Not that you're the God and somehow or another if I don't follow you I'm in trouble, so therefore I gotta do what you say or else I'm in trouble. I wish you weren't God, but right now I can't change reality. I wish I could change reality, but what to do? I guess I gotta follow your instruction to some degree. No, madhvata, to be that mood of actually liking to be Krishna's devotee. We don't find in the spiritual world Srimati Radharani is complaining, oh, I gotta be a devotee. Maybe I should try to be something else. Find my real personality. No, she's overwhelmingly happy being Krishna's devotee. She doesn't want to be anything else. She wants to become more of a devotee. She feels within herself that I'm not a devotee. All these other devotees, they're actually devotees, but I'm actually not a devotee. Only by their mercy can I learn to become a devotee. So if I follow their instructions, then one day I may become Krishna's devotee. So she's in the mood to be, she's always hankering to be a devotee. She's always serving Krishna, hankering to become a real devotee. And therefore she's the greatest of all the devotees. So we think, well, I'm a devotee, I don't really have to worry about anything. I don't really have to make any improvement because I've made my ultimate sacrifices. Krishna says, Bhava, try Madhvato. Try, endeavor to become my devotee. Always endeavor to become my devotee. Think of me, my instructions, and then follow them. And with a mood of, let me follow them to please Krishna and be his devotee. Namaskuru. And don't think you're surrendered. But think about how I can improve my service, how I can do something better for Krishna. Madhyaji, and worship Krishna. Do something practical to spread, to help Krishna, his interest. Therefore, it is a complicated process, and our acharyas say that devotional service is surrender has six different stages. Because we can't surrender all at once, therefore they break it down. Anukulyasya sankalpe pratikulyasya varjana. First of all, we just try to do what's favorable. Prabhupada gave us a very favorable thing. Chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam. People think, and dance. People say, oh, this is too difficult. No, Krishna has made it as simple as possible so that we can follow his instruction. Chant, dance, and feast. And other things too. But at least that. Worship the deities, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, take up a process that's favorable to Krishna. And then, as we advance and what's favorable, as we get a higher taste, then naturally, anukulyasya sankalpe pratikulyasya varjana, we'll be able to give up the things which are not very useful for our spiritual advancement. That will naturally happen. We should endeavor for it, we should try for it, but without the first step, it's very difficult to reach the second step. Without getting the higher taste, it's very hard to give up the things that we're attached to. And then, as we do that, we realize that anukulyasya sankalpe pratikulyasya varjana rakshisyatiti vishvaso, that Krishna will actually protect us more from illusion than anything else. Our very material existence is inauspicious. He tried to protect us from that, but we didn't listen. So we have to go through a material existence. But he can protect us from another material existence by keeping us in Krishna consciousness. Rakshisyatiti vishvaso, and he provide everything we need for that. The knowledge, the circumstances, everything to help us remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. And then, atma vikshepa sankalpe, to have that mood of always being humble, that I'm really dependent upon Krishna, and that I can't do it, to always feel oneself meek and humble. To know one have no interest outside of Krishna's interest, and always feel oneself dependent upon Krishna, even if apparently one is very qualified in many ways. So this is the process. We can't jump to always be meek and humble under all circumstances, nor can we always imagine ourselves or hope to always be 100% dependent upon Krishna. But we can begin with the first step, and then gradually develop the second, and then the third, and the fourth, and even the fifth and the sixth. But it's a gradual process of surrender. And when we've surrendered, then we'll be prepared to follow whatever Krishna gives us to do under any circumstance. We can't imagine if we were 70 years old and we decided, or we were planning, that we were going to come to the Western world and spread Krishna consciousness in a place that was never distributed before. I mean, who can imagine Srila Prabhupada at such an advanced age leaving Vrindavan to come to the Western world on behalf of his spiritual master? Of course, it may seem, because he was so successful, it was just normal, natural for him. But try to place ourselves in such a circumstance that we were living in Melbourne, there was no Hare Krishna movement, and that we were going to go to India and try to revive Krishna consciousness there. Who would take us seriously? Maybe if we had some conviction and faith, we probably did. But if we were 70 years old and we couldn't take a plane there, we had to get on a boat, a steamship, to go there across the ocean. We didn't know anyone in India, practically speaking. We had no money. We had practically nothing but some books. Very, very difficult. But Prabhupada did it, and we can see that he tolerated so many different circumstances, etc., because he was actually surrendered. And by his mercy, we have an opportunity to learn how to become surrendered too. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We already have a society of devotees where we can hear about Krishna, we can chant about Krishna, and we can learn the process of surrender. But surrender to what? Surrender to the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has a mission. We don't have to surrender. Prabhupada didn't ask us to go to the forest and to put on bark and eat whatever is available. He asked us, though, to go into the forest of material existence, the modern society, and to try to find the people there and give them an opportunity to engage in Krishna's service. But by doing so, Prabhupada assured us, as he was assured, that by doing so, we become empowered to do so. It is not that we're going to go out into the world and save people, because we have no capacity to save anyone. We can't even save ourselves, what to speak of anyone else. But if we follow his instructions, the instructions coming down the simple succession, Yari Deka Tarika Krishna Padesh Amara Agai Guru Tana Guru Hana Tare Desh. We follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, then he'll give us the ability to do it. He's the actual doer. He's the actual person who will save people in this age. But we simply have to put ourselves in a position where we can be saved by Lord Chaitanya by becoming an instrument in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and helping to save others. So that's the surrender. For the surrendered souls, that's what's being asked of us. Not to go into the forest, not to sit in a secluded place, but somehow or another to spread the Hare Krishna movement. And if we do that, then we'll become an instrument for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our life will become perfect in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if we think of ourselves very advanced, then we can try to follow these instructions. And if that doesn't work, come back and go on Harinam. Whoever we may think, follow some instructions. And the Bhagavatam is full of instructions. Prahlad Maharaj tells his father, Tat sada manye suryavarya deinam sadasamudvigne dhyama satkraha advatmapatam griham at andakupam vanam gato yad dharimashriyeta. He told his father to go to the forest and chant Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, his father didn't listen to him. So we can do that too. There's so many instructions of the Bhagavatam. Follow some of them. One time, one person asked Prabhupada during a class, can you tell me about Buddhism? So Prabhupada said, are you a Buddhist? He said, no. So Prabhupada said, well, become a Buddhist. Do something. Just don't talk. Do something practical. So, there are so many instructions in the Bhagavatam. Follow one of them, Bhagavad Gita. And if that doesn't work, find another one to follow. But Prabhupada, he said he's giving us the simplest instruction, how to become fully Krishna conscious, if that's our goal. How to become surrendered, and when we're surrendered, what to do. So, it's not something Prabhupada made up. It's something we can see in the Bhagavatam, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita especially. And if we follow those instructions, then we can see if our life doesn't become better and more perfect. So, I'll stop there. Any comments? Yes. Well, we need some standard to compare ourselves to. Otherwise, we compare ourselves today with what we were yesterday. What is the comparison based on? Krishna says, Mahadna dharmasya tadvam nihitam guhayam mahadna yena kata sabhanda. If you want to understand the deep inner truths of religious principles, you have to choose a leader and follow him. Mahajno yena kata sapanta. So everyone does that. Everyone, knowingly or unknowingly, has some leader, some example that they're following. So it's impossible to avoid it. So we should choose some leader. But that leader should be based upon knowledge. Even the good example of the devotees, we should see who their example is. That's called the simple succession. Who they're taking their inspiration from. And how much they've taken inspiration, and how much they're following that example. Then we can become inspired also, as they're following their example. If we see that they're more advanced than we are, then we can become inspired to follow the example of the person who's following another example. But it should be clear that the discipline of succession winds up, in our case, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions coming through Srila Rupa Goswami, and in our case, through Srila Prabhupada. Yes.
Just one other clarification. Alaknanda is the main tributary of Ganges or Ganges from Gangotri? Because here it said Alaknanda is Ganges.
The Alaknanda River?
Yeah, river. In the
Well, it says purify yourself by both touching and also bathing the holy waters there, which emanated from my lotus feet. I don't know, I'm not very expert at these rivers. Does anyone know about the Alaknanda River? What it is?
It's a branch of the Ganga. It's a branch of the Ganga.
It's
a branch. Anything else? Yes.
I'm a bit confused about this following and imitating. Does it mean that if we imitate, we consider ourselves to be on the same level as somebody, and if we follow, we humbly try to follow the master?
Well, follow means, imitate means we don't really care what our present position is. We don't examine it and see what we're actually capable of doing, what we're supposed to be doing. Instead, we just take some example and we just follow it without really seeing if it's appropriate for me. Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison in order to protect the universe. So we think, if Lord Shiva did it, well, why don't I try? It was good, but if it's good enough for a devotee like Shiva, maybe I could take that as my devotional service today. No, we can appreciate Lord Shiva's doing it, but we're not capable of doing it, therefore we should not imitate him. On the other hand, we, according to the instructions, that the six Goswamis, they preach Krishna consciousness. So they've asked us to do that also. So to the extent, whatever our circumstances are, we can try and do that. That's more our service. And to find out there's Guru Sadhana Shastra, to find out what we're supposed to do. So we just can't take any instruction or any example and follow that. Prabhupada usually gave the example of either Lord Shiva or Krishna dancing the Rasa dance. The Rasa dance is very spiritual. All the gopis and Krishna, they're all in ecstasy. So let me do my own Rasa dance. And maybe we can imitate, you know, if Krishna can do it, maybe I can do it also. See what happens. Yes?
Does the devotee always have a stark choice between serving Krishna or serving Maya, or is there a stage there before that?
Well, there's, for a pure advanced devotee, they don't go through so many problems that we do usually. An advanced devotee, just like at the state of asakti, he may not be even at the state of bhava, of feeling emotional love for Krishna all the time. But that state, even if the mind deviates from Krishna for a moment, it immediately goes back and thinks about Krishna again. So it's a gradual process, and during that process it gets, in one sense, the challenges may become more difficult, but our ability to meet the challenge becomes stronger. Okay, thank you very much. Brantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. For Premanande.